Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer. Once again, I'm joined by Sam Forbes. Sam's a nutritional consultant. He also manages our downtown store. Our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell, is off this week, as is my partner, Don Goldberg. But Don will be back again next Sunday. Those of you who are Don Goldberg fans, he'll be back next Sunday. Okay, that was an interesting first hour. We were talking to Dr. Jed Fahey. Sorry for the fact that it wasn't too clear. He was talking on his cell phone. He was on a kayaking trip and wasn't able to get back to a landline in time for our interview. So that's why we had him on a cell phone, and it was a little bit crackly. But the information was great. The information was great. And right now I just know of one product that fits the bill of what he was talking about. He was talking about a product called, the active ingredient is sulforaphane glucosinolate, abbreviated SGS. And I know Jarrow has the product. They call it Bracomax, and it's available in a powder, and it's available in a capsule. So that's, and it's not too expensive either. It's about $20 a bottle, I think.
I mean, there's a couple of broccoli sprout products. I believe Doctor's Best has one.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but the thing is, they don't standardize it with the sulforaphane.
Yeah.
There probably is a great deal of it in there, but a product like the Bracomax is going to assure you of a higher amount of sulforaphane. I mean, Solgar has one too, but it's about 10 milligrams per capsule.
Ah, okay. Good point. All right. Those of you who are on the phones, thanks for waiting over the break. I'm having a little bit of trouble with my voice. I had a cold all week. And when I talk a lot, it just gets me.
Hang in there.
Hang in there, Arnie. Okay, let's say hello to Bob from Westport, Massachusetts.
Good afternoon, Sam and Arnie. I'm a bit sad that your guest, Dr. Fahey, has left, but maybe you can answer the question I have about sulforaphane presence in ground mustard seed and wasabi, horseradish root. Would they be good sources?
I don't believe so. The sources of sulforaphanes are mostly the cruciferous vegetables.
Actually, Arnie, the sources of sulforaphane would be, well, I'll give you the sources. Cabbage, broccoli, broccoli sprouts, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower sprouts, also bok choy, kale, collard greens, arugula, kohlrabi, mustard, red turnip, red radish, and watercress. There may be more, but that seems to be the family of
vegetables. You mentioned mustard.
Right, mustard.
Yeah.
So
there may be some in mustard as well, Bob.
Well, yeah, I would kind of think so, because they're all cruciferous vegetables. There's also, you know, peppergrass and shepherd's purse and all the others.
But particularly the brassica family of the cruciferous vegetables.
Right, right. Well, I'd like to find out if they're, a rating of some of these other cruciferous vegetables. See if there's.
See, Bob, if the mustard seed had a lot of it, they would be getting the sulforaphane glucosinolate from the mustard seed. But, you know, even, you know, there may be, let's say, 10% as much as broccoli. So 5% as much as broccoli.
And there's certainly a
problem. So even though it's there, it's not your prime source. Now, does that mean you should stop eating it? No. If you like it, eat it. But if you really want to get some, you know, sulforaphane glucosinolate, take the supplement or take the broccoli sprouts. You know, that's the right way to do it.
Well, it would certainly be one way to do it. But I hope they do a more extensive assay of these related species because, of course, you know, when they get research going on a particular a product, they want to brand it and patent it if possible. So,
yep.
You know, that's what you hear about. But it may be available in, you know,
okay.
The wide family.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, Bob. Thanks for calling. And next we have Steve from Queens.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I'm sorry I missed your guess. I only caught the end of it, but that's one of my favorite topics. I'm calling about two things. One, first, a real quickie. Is creatine, does that come from, when you get it in supplement form, does that come from red meat, or is that synthetic when you buy it as a supplement?
It's synthetic.
It is synthetic.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad to know that. The second question has to do with low testosterone. Can DHEA help that? Is the better way to get DHEA, would it be to take pregnenolone?
Well, pregnenolone is a precursor to DHEA
right.
in the body, but obviously... I guess if a blood test or saliva test show that you have
very low testosterone,
then probably DHEA may be good. Although some practitioners do sort of a combination therapy where they use pregnenolone with DHEA.
Well, first of all, you measure your testosterone, you measure your DHEA. Your DHEA may be fine; it may not be an issue. So you know you don't know that you need DHEA. You need to measure your DHEA and your testosterone.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just had my testosterone, regular and free testosterone, measured, and it was extraordinary.
If it's
low.
Now, it may be a DHEA may help you. DHEA may help you, or you may need to go somewhat more medical to a real testosterone. You don't know. Your DHEA may be fine.
I thought it was the same thing.
No.
Does exercising, anaerobic exercising, would that help bring it up?
Well, I mean...
you want aerobic exercise.
Aerobic.
Aerobic.
Oh.
Well, actually, anaerobic, like weightlifting, stimulates growth hormone. So there is some benefit to weightlifting types of exercise. To stimulate hormone pathways, it may lead to increase in testosterone.
Why would it be effective? Because I don't have any symptoms of low testosterone. That's the strange thing.
Well,
why would I have such extremely low testosterone?
Well, first of all, if it doesn't seem to be right, then you repeat the test.
No, we did. We did.
Oh, okay.
We did, and it was even much lower the second time. That's what was really.
The first thing you want to do is talk to your doctor, and say, hey, what's going on? How old are you?
50.
Okay, say, you know, is this normal for a guy my age?
Well, yeah, we've been talking about this stuff. Right now, I don't have an answer yet. They want to go over the new results.
Okay, I think you just have to follow it through for a while.
Uh-huh.
That would be my suggestion, Steve.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. And who's next? Ann from Queens.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I have BioSil, and on the directions it says take 6 drops per day with a quarter cup of liquid or juice or water. Do you take the 6 drops all at once, or do you put 3 drops and 3 drops?
All at once.
All at once. Can you take it with the – I take the bone by Jarrow. You take it together?
You can, sure.
Can you mix MSM and the glucosamine chondroitin MSM with that too? Can you take it at the same time or no?
Sure you can.
At the same time you take the bone?
Well, first of all, you're going to put it in some juice because it tastes lousy.
Yes, right. But the bone up and the is a capsule.
Yeah,
so
what you do is the capsule you swallow.
Yeah.
And then whenever you feel like you take the BioSil in the juice.
You don't have to take it at the same time?
No.
And you don't have to take it with food?
No.
And the glucosamine chondroitin MSM I could take with the bone up?
You could.
Also, can you leave the vitamins in the refrigerator for the summer, or it's not good?
I don't like it because it it attracts moisture in the refrigerator.
Oh,
you don't need to.
You don't need to.
No.
Because I have the Biosil in the refrigerator.
You don't need to.
You know, but
Biosil is fine. If you want it in the refrigerator, it's okay. You don't need to.
You don't have to.
No.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All righty. Guess what? Time for a short break. You folks are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just four convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemists.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity. No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
You know, creams and lotions may soothe the skin, but they can't nourish it from the inside. You need internal, not just external, care and supplementation. A biologically active silicone in Biosil, it nourishes the skin from within. Clinical studies prove that Biosil helps to renew sun-damaged skin and prematurely aging skin. And in a recent study in Brussels, 50 women between 40 and 65 years old with symptoms of aging facial skin were divided into two groups. One group took placebo and the other took 10 milligrams of Biosil daily for 20 weeks. Now those taking the Biosil experienced a 30% reduction in skin roughness compared to the placebo group. Their skin had improved elasticity and their hair and nails were less brittle. 20 weeks of supplementation with Biosil helped return the skin to a more youthful state and with more shallow wrinkles. And if you'd like more information, you can go to www.jarobiosil.com. Biosil, along with all the other fine products from Jarrow Formulas, are available at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer here along with Sam Forbes, and you're listening to the Wilner Window at phone number 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Yes, Sam.
Don't we have a big sale? We have an in-between sale. Oh, no, we don't.
No, that's the next time.
That's the next time. Okay.
Yeah, don't rush these things.
I'm excited.
You're excited, okay. All right, let's say hello to Bernice from the Bronx.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Bernice.
Hi. I have osteoporosis, and of course my doctor wants to put me on either Forteo or Zometa or one of the pills that are advertised. And I have... hiatal hernia and acid reflux, and I'm not crazy about starting on the pills and the Forteo. I can't see myself injecting every night. And I'd like to know if there's something that is homeopathic or other than those medications that I could take for osteoporosis that would help me.
Well, I'd like to say that there was, and, you know, there are homeopathic products which help with calcium a little bit, but I don't know if you're going to be able to really avoid it too much, Bernice.
I think Bernice is referring more to something naturopathic, or you specifically want something homeopathic?
No, natural.
There
something natural.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what I thought.
Something other than what they're telling me to take.
Well, there are homeopathic remedies for osteoporosis, but I don't think the research is enough to really warrant their use. But there's, what's that, Arnie? Oh, okay. You know, there are a lot of really good supplements on the market, including the BioSeal. We just read an ad for it. There is some evidence that might help with osteoporosis. I would suggest a product like, for instance, Gerald Formula's Bone Up. It really is a very complete supplement. I can't say that it's going to stop your osteoporosis, but it might, because it seems to be it have all the things in there that the studies show to be helpful and beneficial. It's got the vitamin K, the vitamin D. It's got a little bit of glucosamine. It's got methyl B12. It's got a lot of things that seem to be very, very protective of bone health.
See, I can't take so much calcium because my calcium levels go high.
See, you're at a funny thing. You know, you have certain things that are wrong and certain things you can take, and like you just said, you can't take too much calcium. You know, you really need to work with somebody, you know, if you really don't want to take the medications, you have to work closely with a good nutritionist or a nutritional MD or someone like that.
Well,
otherwise, you're going to be, looking for trouble.
Have you heard of Zometa and the Forteo and...
Yeah, but there's lots of things. They have now these once-a-month things.
Yeah, I know. The doctor mentioned that, yeah.
You know, so investigate them.
I see.
You know, don't write them off.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Bernice. Thanks for calling. And next we have Carmine from Queens.
Yeah, how you doing? A couple of questions, I guess. First of all, I had an uncle that took this blood pressure given to my doctor called Lisoprazole. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Lisoprazole.
Go ahead.
So,
okay,
yeah.
Now what happened is this thing, according to the doctor, when he went to the hospital, it affected his kidneys. Now on an internet, I get up on it and see if they were right, and they were right. It says that this kidney should always be checked. And it also affects, you get an infection, the white blood cells. And I don't know why his doctor increased the dose or even gave it to him when there was other blood pressure on a market. He's like 88 years old, and now he's dehydrated, and he's in the hospitals, and his kidneys are not working completely right. And he also has arthritis, which they do.
Anyway, so what can we do for you, Carmine?
What I'm trying to say is, these blood pressure pills, and he's got arthritis, by the way. Well, first of all, let me ask you something. For arthritis, what is the best thing that doesn't affect the kidneys? What is the best thing on the market to take for arthritis that doesn't affect, that won't hurt your kidneys?
Well, it's not a simple answer. There are a number of products that are on the market I think are pretty effective. There's always the glucosamine and chondroitin, which has been around for a long time, and most people have gotten pretty good results from it. There's also something called MSM. It's a form of sulfur. I don't know if that's going to cause any kidney problems, but you should always ask your doctor anyway. And right now I'm really big on the Celadrin product, and it's put out by a number of companies, one of which is Natural Factors and Doctor's Best. Celadrin is what they call an acetylated fatty acid, but you just have to remember Celadrin. And it comes as a capsule. What makes it, I think, easy is that you just take 3 in the morning, or 3 anytime in one shot, and see how that works. Give it. Apparently, the studies on it showed it worked pretty rapidly, especially when combined with Celadrin cream. So I'm very happy with the results I'm getting with my customers, and I don't see any reason why you can't try that.
The other thing would be pain. Now, if there's pain, you have to pain. What's the best for pain? Advil?
Celadrin. Try it.
Well, for the pain too.
Yeah.
What's in there?
Well,
it's just a type of fatty acid.
That's all it is?
That's right.
You mean like fish oil?
Not like fish oil, but in the same general fat.
You know, I seen it in vitamin shop when I was there. I don't know why I should buy it, but I seen it there, the cream and the thing you're talking about, the tablet. And I tried almost all the other stuff, and nothing seemed to work. And I might as well try that. You know what I mean? And you know, by the way, I'm taking your blood pressure, circulation factors.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not really for blood pressure, but go ahead. No, circulation factors is good for, you know, for circulation. If you have poor veins and blood vessels.
I thought it was good for them. What's the one for the high blood pressure?
The blood pressure one by the same company.
Circupressure.
What is it called?
Circupressure.
Oh, circupressure.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's what I got. Well, it says C-I-R-C-U-L-A-T-I-O-N. That's it, right? Is that right?
Circulation factors and circupressure are two separate products. They have some similarities.
One there. Okay. How long does it take before this starts to work, do you think?
Give it 2 or 3 weeks.
2 or 3 weeks. All right, let me get the other one then. Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
All righty.
I don't think we ever answered Carmine's original question, but
I'm not sure what, you know, I wasn't sure the name of the medication either, so.
All right.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? Okay, let's see. Who's next? Matt from Middlesex, New Jersey.
Hello, my friend.
Hi.
Hi, Matt.
Hey, I got a quick question for you. Is there any supplement I can take to combat the effects of Lyme disease?
Hmm. When did you get it?
Last Friday, they told me I had it.
You better get yourself an antibiotic.
Well, I'm on that.
Okay.
I'm on that already, but I was wondering if there's any supplements I can take.
Just take your good multivitamin, take your antioxidants, just all your regular stuff.
And whenever you take an antibiotic, you should always take a good probiotic. It's very important because probiotics, in the long run, will help your immune system.
That's the Acidophilus bifidus. Okay, those were the things we'd recommend in addition to your regular, you know, nutrients. All right, thanks for that call, Matt. Guess what? We have to pause for a short break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes, and we'll be back after these messages.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And downtown at 253 Broadway, across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com. And they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106. Or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
And now let's go to Bill Gordon for the traffic.
And starting out with a look on the Staten Island Expressway, eastbound traffic on the Staten Island Expressway slow from Route 440 to Clove Road, an accident there blocking the center lane. Northbound Cross Island Parkway at the Southern State Parkway, traffic easing, an earlier vehicle fire now cleared from the roadway. Inbound Gowanus Expressway at the Gowanus Canal, accident now cleared. And southbound Van Wyck Expressway at Main Street, disabled vehicles still blocking the right lane. Northbound FDR Drive, a multi-vehicle collision still being worked on near 106th Street. Very heavy traffic back to 78th Street. Northbound Route 109 at 61st Street in North Bergen, a downed pole keeps all lanes subject to closure. And southbound Route 287 at exit 21 in Bedminster, watch out for a crash with an overturned vehicle involved. Now this report's brought to you by Pennsylvania, the state of independence. Hit the road this summer. Take one of their great 3, 4, and 7-day road trips. Go to visitpa.com for more information. Ready, set, go. I'm Bill Gordon for WOR.
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. For the past 15 years, I have been conducting clinical case studies to treat common diseases and cancer without the use of drugs and its effects. My clinical experience has shown me that there is a link between the level of toxicity and the body's channels of elimination and disease. For example, some of these are fatigue, migraines, depression, cardiovascular disease, infections, and even cancer. I formulated a natural solution called Liver Clean. Liver Clean is clinically formulated as a daily internal cleansing to optimize your health and well-being by removing impurities from the body's channels of elimination, such as bloodstream, liver, kidneys, lungs, and skin. I make Liver Clean a part of my day every day. Join the thousands of other people that do too.
Start a clean and healthy new day with Liver Clean today. Pida gratis el nuevo catálogo en español.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes. You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR. And this portion of The Wilner Window is being brought to you by Dr. Vanessa Targeted Formulas, now available at Wilner Chemists. Okay, let's see. Now, we also have, before we get to the phones, it's time for a minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. With the recent concern over the side effects of Vioxx, Celebrex, Bextra, and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, consumers are searching for safe and effective alternatives. One product in particular seems to be attracting considerable attention. This product, Celadrin, is an all-natural mix of special forms of fatty acids that have been stabilized by attaching natural acetyl alcohol. The unique features of Celadrin include an ability to reduce pain and inflammation quickly with no side effects. These results have been demonstrated in clinical trials published in the internationally acclaimed Journal of Rheumatology. Available in cream and capsule form, Celadrin is clinically proven to produce results in arthritis, psoriasis, and other causes of inflammation. Unlike potentially dangerous drugs, Celadrin is a natural medicine free from side effects and drug interactions.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of Welbutex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. And I want to tell you now about the new sale in effect at Wilner Chemists, American Health and Home Health. 35% off list price. Natrol and Natrin, 30% off list. Rainbow Light, 30% off. Twin Lab, Nature's Herbs, Alvita Teas, 25% off all list prices. And if you don't already have a copy of our 224-page Spring Edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog, it's filled with health information and product data. You should just ask for it. Call us at 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. The number again, 1-800-633-1106, option 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com.
Or better yet, you can pick one up at either one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right. Thank you, Sam. And let's get back to the phones and say hello to Mary from the Bronx.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for a program that has remained consistently informative. I've listened for a very long time.
Thank you, Mary.
I have acid reflux, and my doctor suggested Nexium or Prilosec, and my pharmacist said they are both the same with the same results. I'd like to know, is that true, or is there a natural way to treat acid reflux?
Well, it may be true what he said, but there is a natural way to treat acid reflux.
Mm-hmm. That's right. There's a number of products on the market that we find pretty helpful, and one of them is called DGL licorice. It's or DGL. It's a deglycerinated licorice, and what that means is they simply remove the component of licorice that normally raises blood pressure, so they make it pretty safe for most people. You chew one or two tablets two or three times a day.
Your store.
Well, of course we do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Why would you say it otherwise?
I'm
only kidding. I'm thankful for that suggestion. I really would love to get away from real medication. You're on for a while, and they take it off the market. So something safer, I'm very interested.
But there's also something new in the market that seems to be very effective, and it's a zinc. I think it's called zinc carnosine aspartate or
zinc carnosine.
It's zinc carnosine with some kind of, I think, blended with like an aspartate. And it's out by a number of companies. The only one I can remember is Nature's Lining from Lane Labs. But there's
you have Zinlori from
Metagenics. Metagenics, right. Yeah. So there's a number of companies that put this product out, and it seems to be pretty pretty beneficial. But there may be long-term things that might be helpful, things like glutamine, probiotics may be helpful. And if you also need to get a diagnosis, maybe there's an underlying cause like the H. pylori bacteria.
About that, but I thought in the meantime I would like to get it at least quell the pain anyway.
Sure. Also, diet, you have to consider your diet. There may be some foods that might be a little bit too acidic for you or too spicy, so you're going to have to kind of reassess your diet and remove anything that might aggravate the condition.
Out of my diet. I think that's one clue anyhow.
Okay.
Okay. Also, I would just like to ask if there's a possibility of being able to get a hold of a nutritionist to speak at a senior group. Is there? How do I go about that?
I'm not sure. What nutritionist? I don't know. Might try calling a nutritionist.
Yeah. Contact, maybe there's a local, your local Yellow Pages may have a listing for nutritionists.
Yeah, that's the best way, Mary.
Have nutritionists that would come to speak?
Who?
None of the products have nutritionists that would come to speak?
Usually not. Not for that type of thing, Mary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Really helpful.
All righty. Thank you, Mary. And next we have Iris from Brooklyn. Hello, Iris.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Hi. I'm interested and a little confused about the difference between what they say is natural, but it's synthetic vitamins in comparison to vitamins that are concentrated, made from food, like very few companies do.
Well, what
like Standard Process Lab, all their vitamins are made directly from food concentrates.
A lot of their vitamins or a lot of their products have food concentrates, but a lot of the vitamins aren't from the food concentrates. A lot of the vitamins are added. They add the vitamins just like everybody else adds the vitamins. They just give you a lot of food concentrates along with it, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with food concentrates. They're good for you. You know, we were just talking about broccoli, how good broccoli is.
Right.
And,
well, how would you compare it to companies that don't have food concentrates?
It depends what you're looking for in a product. Are you looking for the vitamins? Are you looking for the food concentrates? What are you looking for? I mean, obviously,
isn't it more powerful to have it with food concentrates?
Not necessarily. I mean, I think what you're getting at, there's a number of companies that are promoting their line of products as being like whole food or food based.
Right.
And I don't think Standard Process is really in that category, because simply the fact that they take regular vitamins and combine them with whole food or even glandular components. So they're not really marketing themselves as a whole food vitamin product.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have companies that produce, like, you know, any one of the major companies like Twin Labs, Solgar, Country Life, Jarrow, and they have vitamins, and most of the vitamins are synthesized from bacteria or fermentation from yeast. And for the most part, they may be even made, like vitamin C. Well, vitamin C is actually from corn or grain, and they're produced by pharmaceutical companies, as a matter of fact. But basically, what we're looking at is a molecule. If you manufacture a substance, whether it's synthetic or not, if it's exactly the same molecule as it exists in nature, like in a food, your body's not going to know the difference. There are some synthetic vitamins, like vitamin E comes synthetically, and it's often designated DL alpha tocopherol. And you could check that on the label. But most vitamin companies don't produce synthetic vitamin E in that form. That form of vitamin E is not exactly the same type of vitamin that you would find in nature. So anyway, the idea of getting a product that's, you know, not whole food based doesn't necessarily mean that you're not getting a natural vitamin, even if they had to do some synthesis in the laboratory to manufacture it. But then you've got whole food products that sort of make you think that the vitamins are coming from the food when in fact they're actually also they're just taking vitamins that you get in from other companies and mixing it in a base of whole food like spirulina and other green food products and sort of make it sound like the vitamins came from the food when in fact they didn't. They actually combine regular vitamins with some whole food base. Maybe they put some enzymes in there. Maybe they put some broccoli or vegetable extract or green powders like wheatgrass or spirulina or chlorella. So it's a little bit tricky. And you have to be a little bit careful.
Did that answer your question?
C, vitamin E separately.
What's that?
When you take vitamin C or vitamin E or vitamin D separately, not in a multi.
Yeah.
Do you assimilate it better than when you have a large list of multis that you have in one vitamin?
Well, food doesn't come that way, so why should vitamins?
No, I don't know that anybody's ever really tested it.
So you don't think it makes a difference taking them separately or in a multi?
No.
Uh-huh. Your body doesn't get confused by that.
No, like Sam said, you know, years ago, before we had vitamins given separately, where did you get all your stuff from? Food.
Right, right.
Okay. You know, you didn't eat one food one time, another food another time. You ate food. Whatever was around, you ate.
Right, right. Now, this I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, sulforaphanes.
Right.
Sulforaphanes.
What is that? Is that a vitamin or
no.
That's in a vitamin?
No. It comes from cruciferous vegetables, primarily the broccolis, cauliflower, that type of thing. That's where it comes from. That's what I guess was talking about the first hour.
Oh, because my mother has macular degeneration, so would you recommend? What would you recommend for that?
In this particular case, if she's taking all the things for macular degeneration and she wants to add something else, I would recommend a product called Broccomax.
Right, right.
And it's a capsule or a powder from Jarro, and it has the standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate, 30 milligrams per dose.
And what would you recommend for macular degeneration? Which vitamin?
Mostly not a vitamin. It would be lutein.
Lutein.
A carotenoid called lutein.
And ginkgo, does that have anything to do?
Well, ginkgo is certainly helpful. I don't know if there's any research showing ginkgo has any benefit for macular degeneration, but I can't see how it couldn't hurt. Bilberry, for that matter, might also be beneficial. So you could take all the things that protect eye tissue from age-related products.
They have a couple of combinations.
Absolutely. There's a lot of eye formulas. TwinLab has OcuGuard, and Solgar has bilberry ginkgo eyebright plus lutein. You've got Jarrell's Vision Optimizer. All these are very good products, and they really put together a lot of what we're talking about right now. Adding antioxidants with certain nutrients like lutein and another carotenoid called zeaxanthin would be very beneficial. As a matter of fact, we had an ad earlier today. It's called Ginkgold Eyes. Very good product. It certainly would be beneficial and may even improve their vision. But today we learned about this sulforaphane, and it seems to be pretty exciting. There seems to be some research, ongoing research, and we certainly will tell you more when we find out more. But certainly add Broccomax. I certainly am going to recommend it to people with macular degeneration.
All right. Thanks for that call, Iris. And it's time for another short break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Dr. Vanessa. Targeted formulas now available at Wilner Chemists. Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Sam Forbes.
And we'll be back after these messages.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arnie tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving the best supplements for your health. available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book, from Kensington Publishing.
You can count on Allergy Research Group to bring you the latest in cutting-edge nutritional supplements. One of their new products is Mucolixir. Mucolixir is a DNA-based nutritional supplement utilizing DNA from wild Pacific salmon. One method by which the body attempts to keep the lungs clear of mucus is to mount an immune response against the agents causing the problem. When the attempts to eliminate foreign material fail, excessive DNA can build up from the lysed white blood cells, resulting in viscous mucus. The small amount of DNA in Mucolixir is thought to balance mucus levels via a regulatory mechanism. Based on preclinical investigations and clinical trials, Mucolixir appears to support cilia motion and liquefaction and elimination of mucoid substance. Mucolixir from Allergy Research Group in 10 mL dropper bottles, now available at Wilner Chemists.
You hear the infomercials all the time about unbelievable products that cure everything from baldness to obesity, testimonials and promises. Sure is tempting. But when you read the fine print or listen closely, you see the disclaimer, testimonial results not typical. Your actual results may vary. Most of those companies didn't exist a year ago, and most won't be around next year. I'm not sure if some of those on the internet really exist at all. Don't take chances with your health. Buy your nutritional supplements from a company you can trust, Wilner Chemists. Wilner Chemists is one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies, with a large staff of nutritional pharmacists who can answer your questions about vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. No testimonials, just facts. Since 1911, Wilner Chemists is real, someone you can trust. Stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the new store in Atlanta, Georgia. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Sam Forbes, and you are listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And we're taking your phone calls, and the number is 1-800-321-0710. And let's say hello to Kathy from Queens.
Hello.
Hi.
I have a very stressful day for which I take theanine 3 times a day, but my problem is I don't sleep well at all. Now, I was given a product that has valerian root in it, among other herbs. I'm wondering, somehow back of my mind, I remember hearing things that weren't that great about valerian over a long-term effect. What is your opinion on that, please?
You're taking it over a long term?
I haven't even started yet.
So what are you worried about?
Well, is it safe to take on a...
Well, first of all, you need to see if it works. Yes, it is. But you need to see if it's going to work for you. If it doesn't work for you, you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Now, also, I have 5-HTP, which is 50 milligrams. I should try each one separately and see what the result is.
Probably a good idea to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Now, are either of these products a problem that you have glaucoma?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Doesn't appear that it would be, but, you know, we'd have to look up each individual herb just to double check. It doesn't appear that it would be.
What about the 5-HTP by itself? Would that be a problem with the glaucoma?
It shouldn't.
No.
Just based on what it is, it shouldn't.
Now, if the valerian composition seems to work, taking it long term would not be a problem.
Well, number one, you need to say to yourself, why do I need something to help me to sleep? You know, is there something that's going on that I want to, you know, try and straighten out?
I can't get rid of my stress. I have to live with it.
All right, well.
All right, then. Look, everything is going to have a downside over an extended length of time.
But it can't be any worse than stress.
Yeah, it can't, you know, and it may not be worse than not sleeping.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so everything, you have to weigh everything. It's not an easy thing to do, but find out what works, and then we'll figure out if there's a problem.
But, Arnie, I really don't think there is any long-term problem with valerian. As a matter of fact, a little while ago, a few months ago, Dr. Podell found it came up with a study showing that valerian may actually work better over time,
really?
That it's a tonic to the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may be better off taking valerian. As a matter of fact, maybe you could even take it during the day if you need to kind of relax. There's a great product, by the way, that we love at the downtown Wilner store, I think, as well as the midtown store, is Stabilium by Allergy Research Group. It's a really great product. We just get tremendous response to it. Doesn't solve your problems, but it may help you function a little better, so maybe you will
solve
your
problems. Problem, you just won't care about them as
yeah,
much.
That's true.
What is that, Stabilium?
Stabilium.
Would you take that in conjunction with theanine or just by itself?
Well, I mean, look, if the theanine is not doing it for you, mm-hmm. maybe you want to take a break from it and try the Stabilium.
How much would you take?
You're supposed to take 4 a day for 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and then after 2 weeks, you take 2 or 3 every other day.
I see. Thank you so much.
Sure.
All right. Thanks for the call, Kathy. And next we have Mary Ellen from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Do you think indole-3-carbinol is safe to take to promote breast health? Last hour, the doctor spoke of studies citing a downside.
Yeah.
And I'm a little confused.
Basically what he's saying is the indole-3-carbinol has as part of its molecule what they call an indole ring.
Mm-hmm.
And an indole ring can lead to certain byproducts which may not be as safe as, for example, the sulforaphanes. So he's saying if you're comparing indole-3 to sulforaphanes, you're much better off with sulforaphanes.
Okay, because I've been buying it from you guys with the calcium deglucarate for the longest time.
There wasn't much else available. You know, as nutritional science progresses and you go from A to B to C, you know, you begin to refine and you know, get better things.
Right, so the broccoli mix has the indole in it as well? Or?
No, it doesn't need the indole. It's working at a different pathway.
Uh-huh. So
which provides, you know, supposedly a much safer pathway as well.
Okay.
That's what he was bringing up.
I see. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Mary Ellen. Thanks for calling. And next we have Chuck from New Jersey.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, and you?
Good. My question is, I have some multi-medical problems. I'm a cardiac patient, insulin diet-dependent diabetic, and I was just diagnosed with Graves' disease. I'm in the process of getting ready for an ablation on the thyroid, and I was just wondering what type of additional supplements I might be advised to take prior to that.
I think perhaps because of the complicating factors, you may want to stick just to the basic multivitamin, a little of the extra of the antioxidants. Take some extra, a little bit of extra zinc for healing, and perhaps Sam might recommend some of the homeopathic products you may add for the operation.
I would. But I agree with Arnie about cutting down on supplements that I guess you were alluding to, avoiding supplements that cause bleeding.
No, actually, I didn't. I should have, but I didn't say that. Yeah.
Well, you were sort of. It sounded like you were simplifying things, so that you just take a multivitamin.
No, I was saying because mm-hmm. he has a heart problem,
right.
Because he has diabetes. I didn't want to complicate the picture.
But does if the pre? I don't know too much about the procedure, but if it does include cutting. Then you want to avoid bleeding, so you have to. If you're taking anything like high doses of fish oil or a lot of vitamin E, although I wouldn't worry too much about it, or garlic or anything.
How do they do this ablation?
They're planning on using the radioiodine.
Oh.
Okay, so it's just going to be. They're not cutting. They're just going to give you radioactive iodine to kill the thyroid.
Correct.
Oh.
Okay. All right. You know, so I don't know that there's too much that you really need to do, Chuck.
Yeah, just antioxidants. I think that's a very good idea, Arnie.
Yeah,
antioxidants to protect your body from radiation.
There you go.
Okay. Great show, and I really appreciate the input.
Thanks a lot, Chuck. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And next we have Helen from Bronxville.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I listen to you every Sunday. I enjoy the program very much.
Thank you very much.
Very informative. I'd like to ask you a question. I recently had a cholesterol test, which was fine, 176. My LDL and triglycerides were fine, 100, 113. But my HDL was 28, and I took the test twice. What would produce that kind of a number for HDL? I've always been 45 to 50.
All right. Did you recheck it?
I did it twice,
okay.
And it came out again the same. What could produce that kind of a number?
What did the doctor say?
I didn't understand what he said. Let me put it that way. I've been taking vitamins myself for over 40 years, and I do take vitamins and herbs, and, you know, that's why I was shocked.
Well, first of all...
But he didn't give me an explanation that I could understand.
Then tell him, you know what, doc? You need to be able to put it in words that I can understand.
Okay. Can I ask you one other question?
Sure.
Okay. How high a blood sugar number do you have to have to take prescribed medication? I don't believe in taking prescribed medication.
It's not so much a blood sugar number. It's the results of what happens after you do a glucose tolerance test. No,
the reason I asked you is because I had a number of 133. And I have had...
That was fasting?
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, but I have had this kind of number for over 20 years now.
All right, so
120
either...
120 to 130, 135.
Either you...
Never gone beyond that with diet and exercise. I'm a pre-diabetic.
How old are you, Helen?
I'm 74.
God bless you. These are things you really need to discuss with your doctor. It is high, but I guess if he was concerned, he would give you a glucose tolerance test. You know, he would give you a measured amount of sugar and see what happens after the first few hours. In other words, you know, when you take sugar, your blood sugar goes up because you took sugar. Now, do you have insulin to bring the sugar down? If you don't have insulin to bring the sugar down, the sugar stays way up. Okay? So that's what you need to do if he's concerned about diabetes. Okay, Helen?
Does that tell me?
What?
That's why I don't think I should be on medication.
Yeah, well, you may not need to be. You need to have the test, though, to see.
Find out more.
You need to find out more about your blood sugar. Do you need a test to see if you have diabetes? That's what you should ask him. Thanks for calling, Helen. All right, well, we've reached the end of another episode in the ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. We've enjoyed spending this hour with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. We will be back again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. That's what we do every Sunday between 2 and 4. We come and visit with you, and we hope that... you spend a couple of hours and visit us with us. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room. See you next week, folks.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.